Hey sister, are you ready to create more alignment, more freedom, more impact, and more abundance so you can live a life that you freaking love? You're listening to Living in Your Full Potential, the podcast for conscious female entrepreneurs that are ready to rock their life and business with bliss, joy, and ease. I'm Jenna Fay, founder of the Sacred She Sisterhood, full-time digital nomad, women's mindset coach, and online business success strategist. You can expect impactful, valuable trainings that'll give you the high-level strategy and the nuts and bolts of creating a life in your full potential. So are you ready, sister? Here we go. Hey everybody, Jenna here, founder of the Sacred She Sisterhood, and I was just doing a training in there all around alignment and how that translates into living a life in our full potential, and what are some of the main components that come up with alignment in order to create that. So I thought I'd come in here as well and share a little bit more about alignment. So as you hop on, let me know that you are here in the comments. If you're catching this on the replay, hashtag replay. And if you're catching this on the podcast, come and hang out with me here on Facebook where you can catch these live. So hi, everybody hopping on. Hey, Jessica. Hey, Sharon. Hey, Errol. Hey, Chris. Hey, everybody. Alignment is a huge term that is getting thrown around all of the time lately. And I read some of the definitions of it out there because I'm always reading and trying to learn and expand. And I read these definitions and sometimes they're really overwhelming. And I don't know if you guys find yourself going through info overwhelm sometimes, where there's so many podcasts, there's so many blogs, people are on Facebook Live, there's all of this info out there, but what does it all really mean? And sometimes it actually just really confuses us on everything from alignment to manifesting, and it actually makes things sometimes harder than what they actually really need to be. So when it comes with alignment, what I like to think of when somebody asks me, well, what is alignment? Is it's really simple. It's what is in alignment with your highest good. What makes you feel the best? What is going to serve you and move you in the direction that you want to go? So when I think about getting aligned, it means I'm touching base basically with my gut, with my intuition, and making sure that it feels good. You know, when you say yes to things, but inside you're totally screaming no, or somebody asks you to do something and you really don't want to, but you do it anyways, or maybe you've been in a job that you've been in for a long time and you think you should probably just stay there because excuse X, Y, and Z, or you're really committed to something and it's scary to leave that. So we kind of just settled. So to me, those are all symptoms of being misaligned. If we don't feel excited to take action, usually it's because something is out of alignment. And I think that this is absolutely huge. This is foundational to creating a life in our dreams. So let me know, would you guys agree with this? Is this resonating for you? Because when I got into alignment, it changed everything. It changed absolutely everything. I was manifesting things faster. I was collaborating with people that were on my vibration. Business was exploding. Everything was expanding, and I was able to really activate what it is I wanted to do with my life. Because when you get into alignment, this is a side effect of being in alignment versus being in misalignment, is clarity and confidence. Because when we're doing things that are misaligned, usually it feels sticky, it feels icky, it just does not feel good. So when you're in alignment, you can have clarity. It's like all of a sudden the windows open up and ideas are able to come and download to you. Things start making more sense. They start lining up. I was just chatting with a girl today and she's like, well, how do I get the ideas? Like, how do I get clarity of what it is I want to do? And it's really simple. You just start getting into alignment. Some of the fastest ways to get into alignment is to do something that feels really good to you. So whether that means going outside for a quick walk, whether that means drinking a glass of water, whether that means chatting with a friend, watching something that pumps you up, there's no right or wrong way to get into alignment, but it really can become a process that is fast. It's like grounding ourselves. When you know the feeling, you can flip it on like a light switch. So really just start to get clear with yourself. What does alignment feel like for you? Now, one of the other main things I can share with you around alignment and how to get into alignment, how to stay in alignment, and how to actually use that to shift you forward on your journey, whether you're building a business, whether you're really busy and trying to time manage, whatever it is that you're trying to do and you're in alignment, is to own your story. Okay, guys? So go back and actually think about what has brought you to where you are today. What has helped shape you to the human being that you are, and what kinds of passions, what kinds of gifts, what kinds of things have you learned throughout your lifetime that create who you really are today? Because that leads me to my next point, is when we can connect with our story, we can connect with our identity. I talk to so many women every day that are totally lost on their self-identity. And I honestly feel like our adulthood is a time of re-identifying. We're doing a lot of undoing in our adulthood, and that's not to say that our parents didn't do the best that they could with the knowledge that they had, but we're also being factored in by society, our school systems, friends, and all these things factoring in of telling us how we should be, how we should act, who we should be. So as you're an adult, it's like we're peeling off all of these layers to figure out who we actually are. Because how can we expect to move ourselves forward on our journey and feel really clear and confident about what it is we want to do if we don't really know who we are? And whether it's me talking to a new mom and she's taken on this new role of motherhood and she doesn't really know her identity, to somebody that throws themselves in their work, whatever it is, it shows up in different ways. I'll share a little bit of my own story with you of how I caught myself being really disconnected from my identity in the past. And this was when, if we jump back a couple years ago, I was working in corporate. I was in a different relationship of 7 years where I was a stepmom. And in my corporate job, I'll just add, I was in HR and safety. So I was working with a lot of people and trying to help a lot of people all day long. And then I was also taking care of a lot of different family members. I was the full-time caregiver for my grandma for 7 years. So the common theme between this and what I'm getting at with this story is what I realized in hindsight, I was using it as like a scapegoat to not actually know myself. So it was a distraction for me. As much as I love helping people, as much as I love nurturing people, I was actually very disconnected from myself because I was throwing myself into helping other people and helping them with their problems, their finances, their issues, that I was totally disconnected from who I was. So if you're watching this right now, or you're catching the replay or listening to the podcast, and you identify yourself as somebody who's a nurturer, this is amazing, okay? We are here to give, we're here to serve, and when we help others, we help ourselves. But just make sure that you're not allowing you to disconnect from your own identity and that you're using it as a distraction. Which leads me into my next point around alignment, is being really aware of where you're feeling resistance and where you're having fear come up. Number one, don't wrong yourself ever for having fear. It's just an emotion. It's no different than happiness, sadness, angry. We're meant to feel them all. But we're only born with two fears, the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. So you may or may not have heard that before, but it's a really big factor of just realizing that everything else is what we've taken on. And this is why I say it's such a period of in our adulthood of undoing, of taking off all of these layers of things that are no longer serving us. So hey to everybody hopping on right now. Hey Fiona, hey Ro, hey Bernie. How's everyone going? Let me know as you guys are hopping in. Have you felt that resistance? Do you find that when you're trying to shift forward and create, whether it's your dream business, your dream life, whatever your next goal or step is that you're trying to shift towards, do you get that icky, sticky feeling sometimes? And it's like you can't see it, but you can feel it. Because this is misalignment, and this is often attached to fear and having this resistance or block. So just know, number one, you're not wrong for feeling this. It's not bad to have fear or have resistance come up. But what we need to do is we need to expand our muscle around it. Because a lot of the time what happens is as we expand our comfort zone, we actually think that that feeling that we're feeling as we're expanding is fear. But what we're actually feeling a lot of the time is discomfort. Because when we push ourselves to areas that we have not yet been before, or to do things that we have not yet done, it is scary, and that's totally normal. But is it fear of death? Like, what is the fear? Because a lot of the time when we say fear of judgment, all of these things, it's actually more a fear of success. And what really is happening is the discomfort of growth. So what we need to do is strengthen that muscle, the comfort zone muscle, if you want to call it, because the first time, if you start to expand it a little bit, and we feel this discomfort, we think, oh my God, it's fear. So we go back. So even if you don't like where you're at, you know, it's uncomfortable, maybe you're not happy in your job or your relationship or with your money situation, a lot of the time it's easier to stay where we're uncomfortable. So we just stay where we're at, even though we know it's better out here. But to go from here to here is really freaking scary. So instead, start at your comfort zone and pick something small, something that you can believe in, and start to expand a little bit, whether that means investing in a coach or your first program, or you're listening to a podcast, or you're putting yourself on a Facebook Live and it's scary. It doesn't matter. It's whatever's applicable to you, but do little things that push you a little bit and help you grow. Because as soon as we can start to realize that that discomfort feeling is actually growth, and that when we're not growing, we're actually dying. So we start to associate that growing with positivity rather than negativity. So allow yourself to get uncomfortable and expand it, because you do that a couple of times. And number one, all of a sudden you look and you're like, wow, I've come a really long way. So I'm sure if you guys go back to that owning your story part, you're going to realize that you have come a long way and you have learned a lot and you already have that muscle that's been formed. So now that you bring some conscious awareness to it and you realize feeling discomfort's not bad, feeling fear is not bad, growing is good. So start to do that expansion really consciously and you'll watch that that muscle gets even stronger and stronger, that you actually get excited. Like now when I get to do something that makes me uncomfortable, I'm like, holy shit, I must be growing. This is really exciting right now because it means that I'm not just staying the same. Because we're not meant to go linear through life. It's meant to have ebbs and flows and ups and downs, but we're supposed to keep moving forward and to continue to expand and grow and to really expand our capacity for abundance, for love, for success, for wealth, all these different areas. But I will tell you one thing, guys, if you don't allow yourself to grow, those things aren't going to grow as well. So we have to bring the awareness back to getting in alignment, getting clear and owning our own story, being clear about our fears and our resistance and the root of that so we can overcome it, and to really expand our comfort zone. And when you start adding up all those things together, you can really shift into the next zone, which I like to think of as activation. And that's where you're really bringing everything together. You're feeling good. You're taking inspired action. So you're not feeling like you're forcing it. You're not feeling like you're just going through the motions. You're not feeling disconnected from yourself. Because like I said earlier, you can't push yourself to that next zone. And if you do, you're not going to stay there long if you aren't a match for it and you're not in alignment with it. When I was personal training, I saw this all the time where people would come in and they would see results. You know, they come in and they work their butts off, but it would last for a couple of weeks and then they'd go back to their comfort zone and then they'd just go through these patterns again. They were never actually getting fully in alignment with themselves. They were never really connecting with their identity and why they're doing this. They were never overcoming their resistance. So if this sounds like you and you find you've been skipping over that step, then my challenge for you is to go back and start with your story and figure out what has led you to where you are today and to really celebrate and have some compassion for yourself of how far you've already come. And then my next challenge for you is, where can you expand your comfort zone just a little bit more to continue to grow and stretch that muscle? And what is something you can do to get more into alignment today? Hey sister, thank you so much for listening, and I trust that you found value in the content shared today. Stay tuned for the next episode. I invite you to come say hi and hang out with us in the Sacred She Sisterhood community at facebook.sacredshesisterhood.com, where episodes happen live so you can ask questions in real time. Until next episode, I'm sending you so much love.